This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Hold your carriage horses and tighten those corsets. Bridgerton is back. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom. But has Penelope truly pushed aside her feelings for Colin? Will Colin realize his feelings before another suitor takes Penelope's hand? This gentle reader can't wait to find out. Watch part one of Bridgerton only on Netflix May 16th.
Hello, and welcome back to the You Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is so good to be back here with you, Jordana. We are taping to let people behind the curtains here at Betches Inc.
BTS, as they call it. Betches HQ.
Betches HQ.
Betches Media. LLC.
LLC, that's right. We're here with the
founder?
The founder. What, didn't you have a CEO?
The C's change all the time. I'm the founder.
Founder.
That's all. You could just address me as founder.
Founder Abraham Marinelli.
I don't even know what I do here.
Listen, you run shit. Yeah. I walk in. I see everyone. We walked in together today. Everyone, like, it was like a, it was like soldiers. Attend!
The goal is to make it like The Devil Wears Prada.
Right.
You know, where Meryl Streep walks in and everyone just gets very, very afraid.
Just, oh, okay. If you're watching on YouTube, you're getting tons of facial reactions right now.
This is that the vibe you got?
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. People, you walk in.
I don't know if I'm as scary. I'm a lot worse dressed.
The dress. No, but you definitely feel a vibe, you know, like, ooh.
Right.
Jordana. I love it.
I love that. Do you guys think that's accurate?
They don't buy it.
They're like, no.
They're like, we actually work here.
No one actually cares that you're here.
Who's that?
Actually, I'm sure. I'm sure we'll get. Well, I'm sure there's at least one person out there who doesn't know who I am.
Which is hilarious. We should go test them all.
Yes.
That'll be whoever fire. Doesn't get her name is fired.
Fire yeah. Immediately.
When we do these, we're taping four episodes in a row.
Yes.
The Wednesday, the Sunday, then a Wednesday and a Sunday.
Yes.
To get ahead for. I got Rosh Hashanah. I'm going down to Boca. Oh. I'm
going
to go.
I didn't even know this was for you. I'm going to Hawaii.
Yeah, well, for you. I planned my Rosh Hashanah around you. You are the Devil Wears Prada. Well, if she's going on vacation.
I made you think it was your idea.
Right.
Wow.
This is maniacal.
That's
you're
great.
going to
Hawaii.
I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. Everyone that goes there then comes back pronouncing it a different way. It's a Nevada thing. You know, like
Hawaii?
It's like there's a way you're supposed to say it to be respectful.
Hawaii?
I don't know. I don't even want to go down
there.
Right. Let me know.
I'm going to ask someone if they correct me.
Please do.
How to say it.
Report
I'm going
back.
To Maui.
Maui.
Maui. I think that's correct.
Yeah, that's how, you know.
Yeah. I don't know
sure.
how else it would be.
Everyone that moved there from Long Island says it that way.
Maui.
So, but when we tape four in a row like this, we come in hot and we almost like, there's a little bit of like, let's start taping so we can get this energy in.
Right. So we don't waste the energy off air because we're, you know, this is for you people.
Right. We don't. And because there's a, you know, like, listen, not to pat ourselves in the back, but there's a certain amount of energy. We walk out of here. I'm drained.
Yes. Never want to speak to anyone ever again.
Ever. I walk home, no headphones, and just staring off into the abyss.
And we're hot. We're always like very warm.
Because we can't turn on the AC.
Yes.
Betches HQ has some issues. BT Dubs.
You know, it's not the best economy.
We are doing everything. This is how hard we work for you, the listener, to get your You Up podcast. And all we ask of you, the listener, share.
Yeah.
Share.
And if you want to physically watch us sweat it out, you can check out our YouTube channel.
Yes.
Where you get the full episodes of all these shows. You can watch them on YouTube. It's picking up some traction.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also watch the Chicago live show. And if you want to check it out, go to betches.co/YouTube. And if you're going to watch, you better subscribe.
Right.
Because we'll find you.
We'll find you.
Without subscribing.
Right. Anyone that says hi to me after a show, I go, give me your phone.
Did you? Yes.
Let me see your YouTube.
Exactly.
Yeah, the YouTube is exciting. People that like it, love it.
And then there's people that just aren't YouTube people, and we're encouraging you to go there because there is a free gift waiting there for you. There's the live show that will get you through a work day, that will get you through, you know, whatever you, the quiet hours. I just did a weekend in Buffalo. I want to thank all the Buffalo people.
You didn't get egged after all the shit you've been talking?
They didn't take kindly to my jokes. I came to find out Buffalo is a sensitive town.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. Buffalo, you got a little sensey. I don't know. I don't want
to
go. I don't
want
to go back
side of the Niagara.
I got right
to the falls,
the good side. It became exhausting by the end. Listen, I don't even want to go through it because then I get the messages. But I will say this: it would be a great place to live. I would love to live in Buffalo because there's community.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's beautiful. The area is nice.
It's quite cold there.
Cold, but people love each other. They love being there. Feels like you're in a college football town. I was there for the home opener for the football weekend.
Right.
For the pro team. People were coming home to go to the home opener. Like, that's like a high school, you know, that's homecoming. That's unheard of. I did that for high, like for my Needham High has the Thanksgiving
like
football team. Very college. So I would love to live there. Don't want to visit. So
interesting. Want to live there, don't want to visit. That's
right.
An interesting way to describe a place.
It's a nuanced way to look at it.
Right.
But they're so out of their fucking minds. Like, I had a woman, she goes, "Are you a fan of the Buffalo Bills?" And I was like, "Well, no, I'm from somewhere else. Like, I like a different team." And she was like, "How are you not a fan of the Buffalo Bills?" And I'm like, I looked at her, I go, "Do you realize how crazy you sound?"
Yeah.
I was like, there's stadiums full every weekend of other teams with fans of other teams. I grew up in a different place than you. This makes sense.
I'm surprised you didn't just say yes to stop speaking to that person.
Ah, she was nice.
I'm a big fan of just lying to stop speaking.
That's an easier way to go through life.
If
you're right.
If the answer is truth and then further conversation, or lie and then I leave, that's usually
lie and leave. That's the best way to go about life. You're right. There's certain things with me where I can't not say something. Okay. I think that's like my problem.
And I mean, it's your line of work. I get it.
Yeah. Sure. It's not to question things, but I just can't sit there going, no, I have to disagree with you. Right. Like,
I
have to let you know right. how crazy you sound. And then they go, well, then it gets crazier from there.
And then all before you know it, you're the crazy sounding one.
Right. I'm the one screaming. Ranting, going, "I'm not from Buffalo." You know, and they're like, "What is wrong with that guy?"
So you had a great time.
Great time, Buffalo. Love it. Please. Here's the thing. It's just every time their city came up, it was like if you didn't glow about it, you were a hater. And I hate blind fandom like that.
Right.
Like, it becomes exhausting. After a while, you go, okay, enough. I don't have to convince you I love it here every time I fucking mention the name.
Right. I agree with you.
And it distracted from the shows. I literally have a line in my show where I say Buffalo Wild Wings, like as a reference to a punchline. And I go, Buffalo Wild. And at the minute Buff came out of my mouth, they're like a fly. Like, what? Is he going to make fun of us? And it's like, no, I don't give a shit.
Right. They're just they're probably just excited to hear what you have to say about
it's
Buffalo.
A fine place, and that wouldn't be enough. Right? Like, I I'm getting myself in trouble.
Buffalo has gotten a lot of airtime on our show.
Too much.
Never
Let's
again.
Let's move on. Never
yes,
again. We're
no,
done.
No more free PR to the Buffalo Tourism
No,
Board.
The place that shall not be named. Yes. That's what we'll refer to.
Exactly.
The place that shall not be named.
Where else are you going? What else is coming
I'm up? Going to Albany. Beautiful Albany. Milwaukee, Mohegan Sun, Baltimore, Richmond, Boston, Miami. We have an announcement coming. I mean, I think I'm. I hate to be the guy that
something's
like
coming?
Something's coming. Guy.
Do I know what's coming?
You know what's coming. We're gonna tape a special.
Oh yeah,
a special. But I'm
very
not,
excited. Are we announcing it yet?
I don't know if we're announcing it. I mean, we'll announce it. We're. I mean, it's gonna happen. I haven't brought it up because I don't want to get.
Start the countdown.
That's right. I'm going to tape a live special in New York City.
I'm very, very excited for
and
that show.
I have to thank Batches. You guys are going to be involved co-producing.
Yes, co-producing the show. We're so excited. The fact that I've seen you live is what makes me so excited.
Thank you.
To produce the show, co-produce the show with you. Just because the show is so good. It's so
thank
tight.
You.
It's so funny.
Thank you. And I'm working hard. That's why I'm doing these dates. Like, I'm, you know, this is me inside the, you know, like when we rehearse for the U Up Live and, in you know, the studio space with the mirror in front of us with the dancing. This is me that I'm preparing every week to get ready. So, and it means a lot that you guys are involved in. Like, it's like very cool. It makes me feel good inside.
I can say this is a rare instance where there is an equal amount of enthusiasm.
Love it.
We're very
everyone's enthused.
We do a lot of projects at Betches, and this is we're very, very excited about this one.
Couldn't be happier. So it's gonna be taped. And I don't want to give out a date yet because I want to make sure it's solidified.
Okay.
But it's going to be in December.
Something's coming.
Something's coming. I am so excited to tell you.
You guys.
A lot of you have been asking about what I have coming up. And I am super excited to tell you about something that is coming, but it's coming soon. So I just stay
it's
tuned.
It's the pre-announcement to the announcement.
Right.
To the actual event.
Right. December, yes. Gramercy Theater, though. Okay. So it is in the heart of
New York, you better be there.
Right, and yeah. It's going to be a Thursday night. So
that's what I've been hearing. The best night of the best night slash date night.
That's
of the week.
Right, and I want people to come and laugh and be laughing so
be
much.
Be merry.
People.
It's going to be merry. It's Christmas season.
That's
be
right.
Merry.
Come on out. So that's coming. JaredFree.com for tickets for any of my live shows. You'll see the special before it becomes the special. It's going to be taped and beautiful and wonderful. What do you got going on here?
What do we have going on? You got oversharing. Take a listen if you haven't gotten to it yet.
I'm a listener.
We get
it's
deep
great.
There. Check it out. And if you know, the U Up hotline number is 212-589-8903. And okay, I hope this isn't completely over by the time that this episode airs. We're recording this on Tuesday, September 20th. This episode comes out on Tuesday, September 27th, if you're a subscriber, the 28th, if it's not. But I wanted to talk about the Adam Levine thing.
So I'm assuming this will come out when this is like a mainstream story.
It is a mainstream
story. Well, because I'm learning about it today.
He addressed it.
Like
an hour ago. So this is some real-time
okay, so
shit.
I think this is a good time to get into it. So yes. You have to explain it to me because all I saw was beautiful woman
yes.
saying, I have been sleeping with someone who's married to a Victoria's Secret model.
Yes.
And I saw that, got to that
side. At first I thought it was Tom Brady.
Oh, because he's been having rumored
yes.
troubles
so
with
Giselle.
So
I was like, oh, this is about Tom Brady. And I was more interested in that, actually.
Of course, because you don't know a lot about Tom Brady's personal life. He's more of a politician
right.
than Adam Levine.
And they seem so perfect.
Right. They have a gloss on them,
yes.
so to speak. Yeah. So
the diet that they're on.
They're eating avocado ice cream. Right. Yeah. So what you're going to have to explain it to me as if I'm a 10-year-old.
Yeah. So she goes on and she says, this was sent in the Betches Slack, and it was a very exciting moment.
Huge day.
Overall, yes. Here, that's like our...
that's your Watergate.
It's our Watergate.
Yeah.
So in the TikTok, she says, she's basically... And it was at this moment where I was like, this is the best use of TikTok that you could have.
Well, hold on.
In terms of like being the visual aids. Not
oh,
like,
because...
Yes.
But I'm saying this is what happens, though...
I mean, she definitely got a lot more followers.
Right. But there's a goal for, I mean, this is...
I'm just talking about the actual logistical,
sure.
like, well, she because basically she says, I've been having an affair, or did she say I've been having an affair, or did she say I've been seeing or speaking to? I don't know if she said that they had actually slept together.
I thought
maybe
having an affair.
Maybe we should play it. Can we play it into the mic? Just so that you can... All right, let's play it.
Well, because, and I have to say, when I see these stories, I keep swiping. It makes me feel anxious. I don't know what it is. Not that I'm...
You're not doing any of that, but I could see why you're like the fear of someone misconstruing something you're saying. This was not a
West Elm Caleb situation.
Yes. This was...
There was no gray to this, is what you're saying. Seemingly.
I mean, potentially there's gray whether or not he actually slept with this person, but there's no gray that the shit that he was DMing her, she has the DMs,
right.
are very inappropriate and kind of crazy. Yeah, if we could play it.
I'm just going to rip the band-aid off because I've retaken this like 10 times now. Essentially, I was having an affair with a man who's married to a Victoria's Secret model. At the time, you know, I was young, I was naive, and I mean, quite frankly, I feel exploited. I wasn't in the scene like I am now, so I was definitely very easily manipulated. Maroon 5 is practically... elevator music at this point, so I'm sure you know who Adam Levine is. But Adam and I were seeing each other for about a year. After I stopped talking to him over, you know, a period of months, this is how he came back into my life. He said, okay, serious question. I'm having another baby, and if it's a boy, I really want to name it Sumner. You okay with that? Dead serious.
Wait, what? Is that her name?
What? That's insane. I was like, I'm in hell. Like, I have to be in hell at this point. I mean, my morals were unknowingly compromised. I was completely manipulated. I wanted to handle this privately. I never wanted to come forward because obviously I know the implications that come with doing what I do, making money the way I do, and being an Instagram model. So being tied to a story like this, it's like, I know the stereotypes. I had sent some screenshots recklessly to a few friends I thought I trusted, and one of them had attempted to sell to a tabloid. So here I am.
He posted a response to this. This I saw yesterday, and then I think like a couple hours ago, as of this recording, he posted.
So his response: I'll be the guy. A lot is being said about me right now, and I want to clear the air. I use poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious matter. I did not have an affair. Nevertheless, I crossed the line during a regrettable period of my life. In certain instances, it became inappropriate. I have addressed that and taken proactive steps to remedy this with my family. My wife and my family is all I care about in this world. To be this naive and stupid enough to risk the only thing that truly matters to me was the greatest mistake I could ever make. I will never make it again. I take full responsibility. We will get through it, and we will get through it together.
Okay. So that's,
I have a lot of opinions just right from seeing this, but please, yeah. I would love to hear what you think.
Well, I was just saying the TikTok, I think, was an interesting visual aid because
she's got the receipts.
She's got the receipts, and unless she was Photoshopping his name onto a pop-up on her phone, which is possible.
So we have to continue with alleged.
Alleged because he just admitted.
I guess he admitted.
I'm going to say, given what he just said, fair. None of the things she just showed are alleged anymore. He's just admitted to them.
Well, here's what I will say that. Okay, I don't know if this helps him, but the thing that I kind of like that sticks with me in I believe her. I believe her. But when you use the word affair instead of slept with,
okay,
that could be an emotional cheating thing. And then when you use.
They saw each other, though. What do you think they did when they saw each other?
Listen, I. But
they just talked.
I don't believe that, but I'm saying she, to me. She ruins her own case when she spends half of her thing using the words exploited, traumatic.
Right. I don't really care about any of that,
that's the thing. Nobody cares about any of that. But she uses those words in a vague manner. Like, were you underage? Right. When you use those words, like, she could have just said, I had an affair with Adam Levine, and here are the screenshots, and I hate this fucking guy because now he's making it my problem where I have to name his fucking kid. I would go, yeah, fuck this dude. Like, that's annoying.
I agree the language she uses, again, with no context for how
she never explains
that or what
anything.
That means. I agree that's annoying. I'm going to agree with that, right. That fact. But I'm not even paying attention to that fact. That's not the most interesting thing about this TikTok to me. But I'm just kind of, it just makes me think that men are so stupid. I don't know.
It's pretty stupid.
It just seems like really dumb. Like it's a DM. It lasts forever. It's not like it's a Snapchat. It's not like, and you're married and you're like this super high profile thing. I'm just like,
I think men are stupid. Like,
really? You would think a powerful man would be smarter than most people.
I don't think this guy ever gets
put in his place. Told right. No.
I don't think he ever loses. Like,
it's a bad day for something like that.
Like, Maroon 5 ain't going away. This is, you know, and especially musicians. Mm-hmm. Musicians can sing about anything they like and no one gets mad at them. You know, there's a couple cases recently with like using words that I guess like Beyonce had to like take a word out of her song. But like, musicians get away with stuff. Like, you know, because you dance to it. You don't think like, we're still sitting here dancing to Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You know, like it's nothing, you know, and like, there's, I don't know, there, some people might not be, but a lot of people are, you know, so like, I don't know.
To me also, this says, this is not the only girl he's ever sent that message to. I think this is far from, I'm sure there's like a list 100 people long that have gotten messages like that from him if she sent that.
Right. I mean, but the arrogance,
right,
of
naming his baby after her.
Like, I don't, it's arrogant. Yeah, like it's
insane.
It's insane. It's insane to even ask her. But then here's what could have, the least
it's not
insane.
Like her name is Alex.
Right. Like, well, the least insane version of this is his wife was like, I love the name Sumner. And he's going, oh, fuck.
I think he brought it up. Why? It's such a random name. She just happened to bring it up.
Right. That's the point. Like, if it was Alex.
Yeah.
And we do this a lot on this podcast where I'm like, okay, where was this insanity coming from? Like, I'm trying to understand the troubled. Yeah. And from a guy's point of view, the idea that, like, your wife says, I want this name. I don't know. And then it happens to be, you're like, oh, fuck, I cheated on her with that name. So he's like, goes through the DMs and he's like, hey, just checking in. That's the only, like, that's the sanest version of the insanity.
That is still crazy, I think.
I'm taking you inside the mind of a murderer, sure, you know? Like, yes. I'm trying to understand it.
Yeah, I mean, I've always, just like, I thought that he was like a great, you don't know anything about him. He's like a regular person. But it just, I don't know, to me, it just seems so stupid. Like, I just don't understand how anyone's that dumb.
Well, and then
that's almost the most offensive part.
But he lies in his apology, too.
Yeah. The apology was clearly written by a publicist. That's obvious.
But he does the same shit that she does. They're made for each other. He writes, I'm not going to just hammer her.
I'm going to start with, he didn't write this, but whoever wrote, he agreed to post it.
My wife and family are all I care about in the world. No, it
not
isn't.
Not true.
Not true. Right. You care about a lot of things. You care about your reputation right now. You're coming out here making sure we know about, he did nothing against the law. He cheated on his fucking wife.
Yeah.
So deal with it. Not our problem.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to make a statement. So you care about other things in this world. So like, you know,
lies.
To be this naive and stupid enough to risk the only thing that truly matters to me.
Lies.
It's lies. So, but it's like this land of vague languaging.
I didn't have an affair. Lies.
Right.
I don't believe for 1 second that he saw her in person and didn't do anything sexual with her.
Well, not, I don't either. But I when you say affair over,
maybe it was one time. Fine.
And then for her to be like, my reputation in this world, like, I don't, like, she's not like this, like, you know, Oscar winning actress.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because she was like, I guess she called herself an Instagram model. And at first I was like, what is the difference? Like, I said, because Maddie knows her or knows of her from summer camp.
Maddie, we
it's
have
funny
an insider.
To think of this girl. She must have been the most popular girl at summer camp.
Was it co-ed?
No, it was all girls.
All girls.
Okay, maybe not.
Maybe
then.
Not. Maddie's
and I was like, well, what does she do? And she's like, well, she's like an Instagram model. And I was like, is that the same thing as an influencer? And then she clarified that an influencer is followed by women and an Instagram model is followed by men.
I guess that makes me an influencer.
I guess so.
And I'm not a model. I'm not a model. No, I you know, I would agree with, like, that's why, like, the reputation thing, I get why she says it, and it sounds bad of me to, like,
she has assume she has many followers.
I don't know any man that's gonna go, oh, she fucked Adam Levine. Like, how could I follow this woman now? You know, I don't know.
This is why we don't like when men follow the Instagram models.
Sure. Yeah, but your man is not Adam Levine. Let me
sure,
get one thing.
Fine.
So,
he does it less of a chance.
Right.
But does that make it better?
I don't know, because I like, you know, to me, she's like speaking to her audience of all men. Like, I don't know.
Not anymore. I bet she got a lot of female followers after that one.
Right. Well, I'm not doubting her story. I doubt the, like, I just don't like what happens in this.
The victimization that she's sort of state. Again, I don't. She hasn't said
we
any
don't know
details,
the story.
So it's possible. It's true. It's possible. It's not. She hasn't said anything in there that to lead anyone to believe that she was manipulated or taken advantage of. Which, again, is not impossible. It's possible.
No,
that's the case. I haven't heard any details supporting that theory. So I agree with that language. However, I don't think anyone really cares about that part of it.
No, no one cares about it, but in today's world, that's what gets you heard. You know, is taking over.
I would have definitely still watched without that part.
Of course. I would have too. But I think in her mind, she's like, I need to make this more important than I. Because, again, there's some people out there that would say, because he's in Maroon 5, he has a responsibility to understand how famous he is
right.
from his end.
There's a power dynamic.
There's a power sure. dynamic. And, you know, I've had that said to me when I like like when I like someone's message they send me over DM, I'm like, thank you. Like that's right. my reaction. And then sometimes, and I'm not once or twice ever, you'll get someone like, oh my God, you answered. I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking sitting on the toilet. Right. You know, of course I fucking answered. Like, I got nothing else to do.
Yeah.
I do think Adam Levine knows he's Adam Levine, but I don't think to the level of weight that maybe
someone
on the other
of him,
side of right. that yeah. conversation feels. Again, we've talked about this before. There's this theory out there that 10,000 followers is the same feeling as 10 million.
It's very possible.
It's very possible. Yeah. So I'm, again, I hope this doesn't sound like I'm apologizing for Adam Levine. I think
your point is valid about what she's saying.
I'm trying to open up the conversation. Fine. Like, take it away from this. Like, how does this work in the world of dating and relationships and
yeah.
cheating? And it's like, you know, there's another thing. It's like, why doesn't she go to her?
Go to who?
The wife.
Instead of TikTok? Well, she's saying someone that she sent the screenshots to is now trying to sell them. So it sounds like she's getting ahead of it. It's what is her argument.
So she's like, someone's going to make money. It might as well be me.
Yeah.
I might as well cash in on the followers, which is money. We have to remember that.
Of course.
Followers equals money.
Yes. So, and notoriety. Sure. Right.
So,
fine.
You know, there's yeah. a reason we're asking you to subscribe to our YouTube.
Right.
Betches.co/YouTube.
Exactly. And I'm surprised that he wouldn't have thought of that. That Adam Levine wouldn't have thought of. This person has a lot to gain from me sending these messages.
Right. I think that's arrogance. I think that's right. That's what takes down a king. You know, like this is how wars have been won. Arrogance of a power-filled assholes.
Right. And men just acting on the whims of their penis.
Right.
The penis told him to do it.
The penis in trouble. Is the strongest dictator in this world. No pun intended. The penis makes, and we're going to get into that because I have that actually written in my, I got my notes.
We got a lightning round for you guys.
Lightning round. I truly think this is an interesting topic.
The lightning round.
No. The Adam Levine, yeah, just totally. Power, the way, you know, how it corrupts and how, you know, and people wonder, like, you know, this podcast gets a little uncomfortable for people to listen to, I think, sometimes, because it's like, I'm kind of speaking to this. Like, I'm not Adam Levine, but I go, yeah, I got him. You know, like, I'm not, like, surprised.
Right.
You know, we get so many emails, they're like, why would he do such a thing? And I'm like, it's pretty simple to me. You know, like, and even going, you know, the theory that I'm like, oh yeah, the wife wanted to name it a certain name, and he's like, oh fuck, like, you know, like he's a caveman,
the mind of a man,
right? Yeah. The mind of I'm.
Yeah, I mean, it goes to show you, it's clearly not about his wife; it's about Adam Levine and who he is,
right?
Because there's objection. I mean, she's as the Instagram model says, she's a Victoria's Secret model. It's not that she wasn't pretty enough. Right. It's not that there's like, it's clearly it's about Adam Levine. Which is another thing we talk about on the show, is that it's not personal.
But this is why we have this show. Like, I mean, and why some people, you talk to people who listen to the show and they're like, sometimes I got to turn it off. I can't even like, because it becomes personal. If someone's been cheated on, this is a triggering story for them. I hope it helps them to hear Adam Levine's cheating on a Victoria's Secret model. Well, with kids and saying the most important thing.
Right.
You know, that's a horrific story that none of us would want to be involved in. But, you know,
it happens.
Temptation is not beyond any of us. You know,
even Adam, even sweet Adam Levine.
It's interesting. I next week we'll probably have more information, I would assume.
Well, we're recording next week's this week, so we won't have any information until like October. Well, but
we'll talk to you about it in October.
Yeah, we'll see if anything else comes of this, but I'm glad he admitted it because that gives you peace of mind.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. Because, you know, I mean, there was a part of me that's like, why are we believing this random person? Like, she could be like, there's potential that you could Photoshop like a name of someone popping up on your screen. It's possible. Again, I'm not in the camp of immediately not believe, but I was kind of like, is it true? And then he made the statement and I'm like, okay, yeah, it's clearly true.
Well, it is funny that like in 2022, her languaging and hers made me want to not believe her. And I think this is like part of like a bigger thing. Like, you know, when you say like we're at the point where so many people latch themselves onto these very dramatic words.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the better move, I think, for her would have been to give all the facts.
Right.
And then let everyone else say if she was manipulated.
There we go. Yeah. Of course. But that's not how it works today. This is right. not how you get TikTok
and maybe
followers.
I don't want to not believe her. Also, she didn't say anything that led us to believe that, but it's right. possible that she just didn't say it. And, so I don't know.
And also, I agree with you. Yeah. Let me make sure I say I agree with you because I'm not saying we don't know. I'm bringing it up, you know, because you go, well, you know, and also we don't deserve the story. But then you would say, well, we also don't deserve the cheating story.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't deserve her tale of horror. I don't want it. I don't need it. But when you reference it, you go, well,
right.
I'm curious.
Facts.
Give me what went down, you know, so.
Are you ready to shop? Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including Headliners, Ulta, Fenty Beauty, Levi's, Adidas, and so much more. Seriously, the list seems endless. Rakuten is how the in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of deals. During Big Give Week, May 6th to May 13th, the cash back rates are even bigger. Personally, I'll be shopping for beauty and apparel. You can save on everything you need for summer, like clothing, outdoor gear, and travel. You know I love to find the best deals while I'm shopping. And trust me, Rakuten is the hack to save money while shopping. Rakuten is the most rewarding way to shop and save because members can earn cash back on everything they buy. Rakuten is a shopping platform that partners with over 3,500 stores across every category like beauty, clothing, electronics, travel, and dining. And this week only, you're going to get the best deals ever. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you can get an extra 10% cash back boost. That's an extra 10% cash back on top of the 15% cash back. You won't see higher cash back rates than these. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. Rakuten. Shoppers get it. 50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliai was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
We have some great lightning round questions. We should get to them, right?
Yes. Let's get
I love a lightning round. I love when we do this.
Same.
It's so much
quick
fun.
Quick hits episode.
Quick hits. These are sent from the Instagram account. So if you ever want to be a part of next lightning round, you want your question entered, you got to follow...
Yeah.
You.up.podcast.
Listen, guys, we tried for shorter ones. A lot of them are taken. This is what you got. And it's easy to remember. You up podcast with dots between the words.
But ours should come up when you search you up.
It should, yeah.
But you never know with Father Algorithm.
You know, yeah, you got to go there. Anyway, you never know when we'll be doing another lightning round. So if you have a question, check out the Instagram, follow the stories, and there's just some great entertaining stuff on there.
Also, we put some
clips and stuff.
There's some good stuff. Maddie does a great job, and there's like games and fun and answer your
just
horror
a good
stories
time all around.
Listen,
it's a community.
We're crushing it here at Betches HQ.
On behalf.
So
now that it's simmered down,
right?
Okay, let's get started. We've got 10 questions. These
10
are good
questions. We're gonna get through them. Hop, hop, hop. You know, like a. This is a, we should have a lightning strike before every question. We put a little sound effect. That would be fun.
It. How to stand out in the sea of dating app profiles?
Okay, well, cleavage. No, I. Well,
that's one way to go about it.
How to stand out?
Yeah.
You know what's interesting about these questions is I take issue with the question. It's like me with the Buffalo person. I have to take issue with what they're asking.
Why?
You're not going to fool anybody.
Right. I think they're more like, okay, let's say you live in a city like New York.
Mm-hmm.
There's a million people on the apps.
Right.
So they're kind of like, and I understand that saying, like, how do I, and swiping is almost like a non, it's like a, you're not like thinking after a certain mm-hmm. point when you're swiping. So it's kind of like, what's going to get someone to stop and like look at my profile?
You're never going to outpicture your type.
Okay.
You are someone's type. You, everyone needs to remember that. You are the Instagram model to some Adam Levine that's out there. Right? You know, Adam Levine looked at this woman randomly from TikTok or Instagram and was like, that's my type.
Right. This is working for me.
Enough so that I could toss away a family. So I...
Right.
This the is only worth
thing,
referencing.
The only thing he cares about.
The only thing. It's the only thing.
Yeah.
If he had written, the only thing I care
this is
about.
One of things I care. I care about this a lot.
Right. That would have been more honest. Or I care about my wife, my kid, and my cock.
Right.
If he had said that, I would be like, yeah, okay.
This time, this one won.
Yeah. Cock wins. So, but it is worth referencing because that's what you're dealing with. Like, whether you like it or not.
Right.
You're dealing with an animal.
Yeah.
And you're going to stand out to someone. And when you are liked on a dating app, that is animalistic, that is carnal. Remember that. So to this person, that means be the star of your profile. The biggest thing I see from women, you know, and I only see this because I see it on when I'm out there, I'm single. But also our dating app profile makeovers, so many times it's women hiding in their own profile.
Yes. Sunglasses, multiple friends.
From 800 yards away.
An angle that like only shows like where you're contorting your body.
Right.
Yes.
And the one that we've been seeing lately where it's like so close up, it looks like we're seeing you through
the keyhole.
Yeah, right. You're the Uber Eats delivery driver.
It's like the fun house picture of you.
Right.
Right.
Be you, be bright, be beautiful. You are beautiful. Yeah. Just be center stage. Give me that first picture that like, pow, because there's so many guys, they make that decision in two fucking, like half a
totally.
Second.
Totally. I think you make that decision when you're swiping as a woman too.
Right.
Like you're kind of like, immediate important stats. It's like put the most important thing at the front.
Right.
And I agree. It's like if you're gonna be on there to show who you actually are because they're gonna meet you.
Right.
So be who you are. And if they're not for you, then they'll swipe and then you'll find the person who's interested in you faster because you're showing who you actually are.
Right. And I'm not here to tell you how to be confident. I got my own problems in that department. My point is that's something you can lean on.
Right.
Like, there's someone out there that's going to look at you and go, there's mine. That's the one I'm into.
Right.
Because you're never going to, again, the penis is a strict dictator. You're never going to, you know, the penis must allow me to move forth.
Yes.
It that is written atop my doorway in my apartment.
Yes. I also say, and I kind of think that you should put for your first picture, a picture that is extremely accurate
yes.
of what you look like.
Yes.
Not the best picture of yourself that you've ever taken. I think a lot of women do this because they think, they think that's going to attract the most people.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had this, you know, everyone has a picture where they're like, this picture looks like of me is like pretty incredible. It doesn't really look like me.
Right.
But it's a great picture.
I mean, it hurts to hear too. I have
I'm sure men have those too. Oh, yeah.
There's a headshot of me that I took like 10 years ago and I have new headshots. Like I have, but sometimes the club will just search on their own. So that's like right. the most used one, but it's from so long ago. And then I have these, you know, you can't avoid it on Insta. Is that even you? Like I have to hear, oh, is that?
I mean, most people don't get assholes who tell them that to their face.
Right. Like I get it said to my face. Yes. So and it hurts.
Right. Most people will not. That's almost a gift.
Right.
Cause now I'm sure that's not on your dating profile.
No, right? I shudder every time a club uses it because I know, not because the club used it, because I know someone is going to write to me. Who's that? What are you, right, five?
Annoying.
It's like, okay.
And most people don't get that feedback that you get. So I think this is a good lesson to the listeners. Pick a picture where you think you look great, but a picture that you also think looks like you. Like the best pictures of me ever taken are from my wedding. Mm. If I had a date, I mean, I don't have it, obviously not, it's like counterintuitive to a dating profile, but if I had a dating profile now, I wouldn't use that picture because that picture is the best day of my, like the best looking day of my life.
Right. If you prepared for someone's wedding to be a bridesmaid like you were the bride, that's not the one to use.
Right.
Because some women do that. They're like, oh, this is kind of my day.
No,
that ain't the one you're going to use.
Pick a picture that's flattering, that looks good on you, but one that looks like you, because I think a lot of women put up pictures that don't really, and you hear that a lot, that don't really look like them. And then when they meet the person, that the person thinks that they're dating someone else.
How about you put...
And that's true for men too.
Absolutely. Yeah. It goes always genderless in that sense. Also, what would you wear on a first date? Would this be what you chose to wear on a first date?
Yes.
That would be a good first picture. Some profiles are just all bridesmaid. Right. And it's like, okay, I want to see when you do your own makeup.
Right.
Like,
look like every day?
Right. Yeah. And honestly, I'll speak for myself.
What do you look like? Not every day, because most days I look like I'm like, you know, a complete mess.
No, the first date. What would you wear the first date?
What would you wear? What do you look like on a day that you're trying?
Right.
A try day, but not like the most, not your wedding day.
Not your wedding day, yes. Not your friends, not your best friend's wedding day.
Yes.
Not with professional, you know, the glam squad. Mm-hmm. No. Here's the other thing, okay? So you're never going to outdo yourself in the picture. You're never going to trick the penis.
Nope.
Speaking from the male side, okay? Here's how I look at a profile. If people are wondering,
I'm wondering.
I look at the picture, and then I, you know, it's me and my penis.
Yes, the two of you.
Just
on your shoulder.
Right, my penis is here. I'm here.
That's how. It's
what do you think, buddy? Go for it. So then we scroll up, and I'm talking about Hinge. I think Hinge is the, to me, if I was to give a personal recommendation,
it would be Hinge. Not an ad.
I've been paid by them. I'm not being paid by them. So to be perfectly blunt, I've also been paid by the other ones. So it's it's fine.
You'll take anybody. Yeah.
I'll take anybody. Fuck it. But
not anymore. You're not getting paid by them.
No. I think it's over for them.
The app for me is.
Damn it. I had an affair. Let me get some more followers. When I look at I think Hinge is good because you're liking and there's prompts, which I do think, as far as mentally concerned, I am a different person than a swiping app. So when I see the first picture, it's my penis and I.
The two look, of you, right? Yeah, this is a great one for the YouTube channel.
This is good for the YouTube channel if you're on there. I'm now.
It's the two of
you. Then we look at each other. I go, what do you think? He's like, go for it. And then,
what if it's not sure?
We scroll down.
Then we keep looking.
The penis goes, okay, we keep going. I should be on Sesame Street. So
I haven't seen that clip.
Right. So and then we keep going. Then the penis goes, I'll allow it. And then I then go to the prompts.
Okay.
Okay. So we are looking at the prompts.
Okay. Is the penis still looking at the prompts?
Penis is gone.
Okay.
Penis is like, my job is over.
Done. Okay.
Penis ain't reading prompts.
Okay. Done.
Gone.
Over.
If they are you statements, I'm out.
Okay.
If they're you should be handsome, you should be funny.
Oh, those are the worst.
You should be, because you should be caring, ambitious. What do you? There's nothing to say. And here's the thing about men. We are hunters. We want to capture you. We want, and this, listen, if you're sitting there being like, I don't care about what I'm, fine, then don't care. I'm just telling you what helps you out to make you a standout, a profile that will stand up. Because if I see something I can be funny, I can look good on, I'm going to use it.
So like an I statement.
So it's, I love getting margaritas, chips, and salsa. Okay. That is pretty simple. That's not the most. Someone be like, "Well, that's not." It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I can go.
It's specific.
It's specific. Yeah. I like margaritas, chips, and salsa. I can respond to that. What's the best place in town for chips and salsa? What's the best margarita in town? You tell me. Because now I'm getting to go. Okay, I'm interested. I'm zoning in. Now we can have a fun back and forth.
Yes and.
Right. Oh, I love this place. Oh my God, I've never been there. You know what place I like? I like this place. Now it's fun and light. and you should be ambitious. You should want a family. And then what are you supposed to say? I'd like a family. Like, you have nothing to say to that.
Yes.
So I'm saying to people, and I think this is the same male or female, I statements, I am this, and make it about you. I mean, I can read mine.
Let's hear it. Oh, yeah, this is great. They're going to
get an inside view.
Let's hear yours.
And you can, and what's funny is,
steal
like,
these.
You can steal these, but you can also, like, you know, sometimes the feedback is like, I don't like that one because of this. And it's like, good.
Yeah, that's the point. You want to turn away some people.
Right. If you hear these and you go, not for me, good. Get the fuck out.
Is that on your profile?
Yeah. And if you don't like it, you can get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Need not apply.
So, okay. Unusual skills. Turning any type of weather into an excuse to have a drink.
I like that.
Okay.
You know where your head's at. You're not sober.
I am not sober. Okay. Also, what someone could say to me, what's today's drink of choice?
Yeah.
It invites conversation.
For sure.
This is, and then picture. The one thing you should know about me is I've recently made playing Wordle a big part of my personality.
That must be a recent update.
That's a recent update.
Okay.
So this is
it. I like that. Wordle. What'd you think of today's Wordle?
Boom.
Have you done it yet?
There we go. See? These give ample opportunity to respond. Unusual skills. Asking the waiter what they like and not ordering it.
That's funny.
Funny.
Funny. Showing funny, not telling me that you're funny.
Right. And if you don't think it's funny, get the fuck out of here. You know, like, that's fine. If you don't like, if you're hearing these going, well, I wouldn't do that.
Not
good.
For you. Right. Great.
Your prompts should turn away.
Turned on and turned off. Right. Not nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
We don't want dimmer switch.
Yes.
We want turned on, turned off. I mean, I recently went on a great date and it was because of the banter.
Yeah.
It was purely because of the banter. And again, the penis, we did.
Banter is very important.
Left the door and then the banter.
Okay.
You know, and so it's, I think if you're.
You don't want the penis to go too far or else they're in the friend zone.
Oh.
That's the issue.
Sometimes the penis runs away. Sometimes the penis comes back in and goes, hey, enough.
It's not for us. Let's
get out of here. Yeah. So, as far as standing out, it's not that you want to. You want to stand out to the people who are attracted to you anyways.
Yes, you want to be, but you just, and the whole thing is like, it sounds very cheesy. You want to be yourself.
Right.
Because they're going to find that out anyway. So it's better for them to see that on your prompt and not be interested than for you to go on a whole date. And then they see that about you.
And here's some other ones that annoy me. The way to my heart is making a plan. I get it.
That's a you statement.
You think a guy doesn't fucking know that?
That's a you statement.
Right. You statement. And then it's, what should we not tell people that we met on a dating app? Like,
I hate that.
Any negativity.
Are people still doing that?
It's out there still. I can't believe it. And then
that was a very, I feel like, 2014 thing. We'll tell our parents we met over coffee or something.
Right.
We met out.
And here's the other thing. And here's the disappointing part. You might be so attracted to me that I don't give a fuck about your prompts.
Attractive to you, not
right.
to you.
You might be so my type that I go, fuck it, like the picture, we'll see what happens.
Let me see if
it's better in conversation.
I thought we're trying to get the penis under control for this.
We are, but sometimes this guy's a strong fucking dictator.
Right. Well, we're learning, I think, less and less.
Well, he's a medium dictator that gets, you know, a little soft from time to time.
less and less as time goes by.
Right. As you get older, that dictator's not as powerful.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon chair to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to come up with that same look at home. Even the best blowout brush won't give you that salon shine. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair that I've always wanted. Now I love the way my hair looks and feels. It's like salon fresh hair that starts at the roots. I have the Grow Hair Serum, and I can already tell that it's working. Like, my hair feels healthier. I love that it doesn't make my hair feel oily or sticky. I feel like I'm doing something really healthy for my hair. I also got to try the lash serum and the brow serum. Honestly, my hair has been hard to grow, so I love what Vegamore is doing, and I'm already seeing results. I'm already seeing thicker, faster growing hair. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best-looking results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker-looking hair. When I sign up for monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more, and I never run low on on the products I need to take care of my hair. Give your hair the power of a little pink bottle with Vegamore. For a limited time, You Up listeners get 20% off their first order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming up, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best-fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. Honestly, I love pretty much everything Skims makes, but I really love their t-shirts. They're like form-fitting, and they make my body just look that much smoother. I have the soft-smoothing seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It has amazing versatility. It is literally a must-have for a spring wardrobe. They're stretchy, they're flattering. You can dress it up or dress it down, and you don't have to worry about compromising style or comfort. I also have the cotton jersey t-shirt in marble, and it's really just changed the game for me. It's taking the regular t-shirt, it's leveling it up. There's no stretched collars or hems, and it literally fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra extra small to 4x. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select You Up in the drop down menu that follows.
Okay, let's go to the next
another
question.
Okay, how to find guys in the wild as an introvert. I would say I'm an introvert. I have some thoughts on this.
See, okay, I guess I would describe you as an introvert, but I wouldn't even describe you that way.
Well, we're friends, so you wouldn't really like see me in a completely new capacity.
Of course, but I think like,
what do you think of a real introvert?
Well, I can't imagine you going to a bar and being like, "Hey, everybody, what's going on?" Like
that's
like,
gonna be an extrovert, right? Right.
And I think
it's funny you don't do that either, though.
No,
one would think that you do, but you don't.
I don't do that. No, I kind of corner it up and. But I wouldn't describe myself. I think the self-talk is the biggest problem they have. As an introvert, right. It's like, how about shut the fuck up? Like, well, I mean that. But if
they're already doing that. They're an introvert. Right.
Well, I read this and I was like, if a friend said to me, how do I meet people in real life as an introvert? I'd be like, shut the fuck up. Like, I would say that to a friend. Okay. I would be like, you got to stop. I was fine. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I understand the idea of like, it's a limiting belief that's now causing you to not speak to anyone. And
right.
That's not helpful for you.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, I get that. But I also think that like they're basically like someone who it doesn't come super easily to go up and speak to a stranger or to go out and be like, maybe they're a little shy or they're
I totally agree. And listen, I told the story from Fra. Mm-hmm. In Saint-Tropez.
Yes.
I went up to, I said, Jared, talk to them. Talk to them. Go talk to them. Come on.
Rejected.
It took that much.
Right.
Me alone, especially when you're alone, because you got no one else to lean on. You don't have any friends to talk. And so if you're going to a bar alone, which I do, Jared, go talk to them. Talk to them. I go up to them. Hey, where are you guys from? I tried telling it on stage. Everyone laughs at me when they hear that that's my opening line.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a great line.
Hey, where are you from?
Yeah.
And then they looked at me, they go, we don't speak English.
Right, and then you know, not going to happen.
Tail between my legs, sure. Swim it back to the other side of the pool. And nothing is worse than swimming away from someone you've just tried to hit on.
Part of being, part of meeting people in the wild is usually that sense of, being able to take rejection.
Right.
Being in that chance. That's part of it. But I get not everyone has a comfort level with that. And mm-hmm. it's good to try that every now and then because I do think
push yourself.
Then you find out that even if you're rejected or even if the person just doesn't make conversation with you, it's not that bad.
You're okay. Yeah. I totally
agree.
And
it seems a lot scarier than it is, but if you actually speak to someone and then they kind of turn away or they're not interested, like that's the worst thing that can happen. And it seems awful. Mm-hmm. I get it in my head too, but it's really not that bad.
Mm, I agree. What strategy would you give to someone?
I would go, because I think it's like, you want to put yourself in a semi-uncomfortable situation, but not a complete uncomfortable situation.
Totally agree.
So I would go out with a group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
You're with probably a small group of friends, let's say two friends.
Right.
You go to a bar,
mm-hmm.
and football Sunday, great place to meet men.
Football Sunday.
A bar, football Sunday.
Men, no matter how into the game they are, they will stop themselves to talk to a woman they're attracted to.
Exactly. And they're all there. And it's a reason that everyone's there for a reason that's not explicitly this, but it's also like kind of this.
You have that in common now.
Yes.
And it's like why we say that meeting on a college campus is easy. We have the same, we know the same streets, the same teachers, the same, the football creates a college atmosphere for you.
I agree. And that's, I think, a place a lot of people are more successful in college. Yes. It's a bubble. It's a more right. of a, it's close quarters. So I would go out with two friends and I would approach some guys in your group of friends, with your group of friends, because it can be intimidating to right. do it alone. And again, somewhat the most extroverted of the three of you says something to the table next door. And then like that, if they're interested, that's how it goes. And then, again, you have the people to fall back on. It's like a light version of doing what you do.
Right. Let me add to that. Okay. Love your idea. Football Sunday. I would get to the bar at noon. Go to a place that has brunch and football.
Yes.
Okay?
Another activity.
Right. And because then you're going to see men that are sitting there, sitting and eating. You don't want standing bar, sitting and eating.
Yes.
So you can scope out the 1 o'clock people, have a couple drinks. Halftime, you can be standing. So you can move from sitting to standing.
Yes.
So you want that type of situation. There's, in New York City, this is the place to be.
There's so many.
I love your idea. I would call it the cruise ship and tender. There's, you as a group as a cruise ship, and then you alone as a tender. So you send out the tender to go to the island of dudes.
Fetch the other people. Right. Because having a group conversation can feel comfier, and then if there's something that usually you can get to a more natural one-off, break-off conversation from then.
And this is why I don't like the self-talk of I'm an introvert. I'm not to besmirch introverts, but I'm saying when you self-talk that, you're not really admitting to everyone has a problem talking to new people. Like sometimes the dots don't connect and sometimes they do and you go, oh my God, I should be talking to everyone at all times. Right. It's not because you did better in one scenario than the other. It's just because you had a more captivated audience and that's right. just how it works. You're going to encounter failure. Here's what I would also add on to yours. Have prepared lines.
Yes.
Because I like what you said. You were like, be prepared. You know, like, let's not be totally improv. Let's be a little bit stand up.
Yes.
So let's script.
We have a plan.
I wrote out a couple of lines.
Let's hear them.
Okay. What are you drinking?
Good one.
The drink people order is that's their creative art project. Everyone has a drink that they order for a reason.
What's good here?
What's good here? I don't know, but what are you getting is like...
Okay, they can answer that.
They can answer that. There's no vagity. Right. So you go, is that a word, vagity? Yes. They go vodka soda. And it's like, staying in shape? You know, like, yeah. I don't know, there's places to go.
Cutting pounds?
You are? Right. That's why you're so jacked. Yeah. You know?
Okay. I also find like a lot of the time if you wear like one interesting piece of clothing or jewelry or a hat,
right.
that usually is an opening for someone to comment on that too.
To come to you.
Yes.
I believe Mystery, the pickup artist, used to call that peacocking.
Yes.
But I would even say you, so that's why, that's my next line. So you go, what are you drinking? And then love those shoes. Where did you get them?
That's good.
Now you're commenting on their other art project, their fashion.
Yes, like these Crocs?
Yeah.
Well.
Well, the pin that I put into, sweet bulge you've got.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay, sorry. Hey, we're brainstorming.
Has that line worked for you before?
No. These are for the ladies. Okay. How about them titties? No, I don't do that. And here's the last one. We got an extra shot by accident. Does anyone want one?
Oh, that's good. Not by accident.
Right.
Get it?
Accidental shot.
Yes. Accidental extra shot. Love that.
That's like...
That'll definitely work for women.
Right.
I'd be like, yeah, I'll take it.
Okay. Right. Free.
Turn that ring around.
Yeah, take off the ring.
Extra shot.
Did you say no? That's like putting a bait on the lure.
Yes.
Throw it out there. Got an extra shot.
Making this sound predatory,
right? Well, I
have candy. Does anyone want to get in my van? I have an extra piece of candy.
Honestly, that's a great way to go. There's a reason they did that.
That's true.
So we're saying to people, you go to a bar, a group of people, you're the cruise ship. You're going to fish off the side. Hey, we got an extra shot. Does anyone want one? Or you're going to send out the tender. Send out your most glowing person.
Yes, tell them to bring them back.
And bring them back on the tender.
Agreed.
From Cozumel.
These are great ideas. I think people are going to like them.
We are spitballing for the community. The for UF community. Guys. For you.
Yes. You know that feeling when you're going on your first date with the person you've been seriously crushing on and realize you have absolutely nothing to wear? Maybe you find yourself wishing you had the perfect pair of jeans, the one you can fancy up, fancy down, and just look better every time you wear them. Well, that's why you need to check out Lee Denim. I love Lee Denim. I'm wearing them today in the office. I'm wearing their jeans. I love, they also have this other pair that I have at home that I'm really excited to wear. It's like a little baggier, but it's still so comfortable, and yet it's still so flattering. I don't know how they do it. Every time you wash it, they also look even better. And I love that they flatter every body type. Denim trends come and go, but Lee is legendary for creating denim cuts that fit your body. Their denim gets better with age, and their classics fit into every look. Lee's denim jacket is the one to reach for without fail, a classic. The Rider Jean jacket is the OG, what every other brand has copied for decades. Everyone is an icon in their own right, and Lee makes denim so people can own their style and feel good in their clothes. Their spring collection is here, so get the freshest looks and cuts before anyone else. You can find your Lee fits by visiting LEE.com. That's LEE.com to shop spring looks now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's do another one.
Okay. True or false, the best relationships are when the guy loves the girl more than the girl loves the guy.
Did she write this as she was crying? What is this, Tinks writing
I've
in with
this.
Her anti-woman fucking shit?
I've heard iterations of this
of course.
For many, many a year.
Yeah. No. I can I refresh it?
Sure.
I'll refresh it.
Let's hear it.
Best relationships are when a guy feels he conquered the woman.
And you think that's true?
That is true.
Okay.
I think if you have standards that a guy feels he lived
up to.
Sort
of another way of saying that, a little bit.
A little bit, but I this makes it about looks to me. Like,
right.
Oh, you've got a 9 and he's a 6. You know, I don't think.
It didn't work for Emirata.
Well,
speaking of other cheaters.
She went down.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's not like he still is cheating on her.
Look at it. Yeah, Adam Levine.
Right.
He was with a Victoria's Secret. This is the thing. High standards. Men love video games. We like beating the level.
Sure.
So there's you're going to push away a lot of guys, and that's why people don't do it. But it's like, you know, the guy who comes over and drinks your extra shot, if he's like, want to come over later, and you say, you know what, I'm busy tonight, but I'm free on Wednesday.
For a date.
Right. Yes. I'm looking for that date.
Yeah.
And if he's like, if he goes below date, you know, I think a lot of men like feel like there's something the apps have taken away, and this might not sound great, but is that idea, that caveman conquering that a lot of men
that you don't get from the apps.
That you don't get from the apps. It's distracting.
Because we're both here for the same. It's like the pretense is taken away.
The pretense of is she into me?
Yes.
Because every guy takes the like as she wants to fuck me.
Which
whether,
is not the case.
Not the case, right. But that's how he's receiving. Let's admit to how the...
Sure.
That is in the... And it sounds stupid, but I'm just telling you the stupidity that's going on.
Okay.
So when you say like, you know, when it's the... you know, guy loves the girl more than the guy. Like, no. If the guy feels he has won the girl.
Okay.
That is like a little bit... I think that's a different take on it. Because like... If someone says to me, like, I'm not fooling around.
What's the way to, by them, just you just stating your standards and sticking to it?
Yeah. That's literally all it is.
That's the way to get the.
And being being annoyed.
Right.
You can be annoyed with
someone. It's the best way to show that you're out of their league.
Well, I think a lot, under retribution is big on this. Mm-hmm. Guys are going to do a lot of stupid shit. Like you, sometimes I see emails from the women that write in, and they'll write something, and I'll go, that guy's trying for something funny. You know, like right. And then you got to like be like, no, that's stupid. Well, no.
Yeah. I mean, it's annoying.
I'm not saying you give 1,000 chances.
I think it's annoying because like what you're describing, and I get that they're like, you want to be the conqueror, right? So then that sort of is interpreted as don't have sex with them.
Nah, right? I understand why. Yeah. Okay.
Because it's like, okay, you're making him work for it, or he's like, sure. If he gets it right away, it won't feel like he's like conquered anything. And I think that plays into that. And I don't think that's true, but I also don't think that's untrue, if that makes sense.
Right. And honestly, I'm not even saying that. Like, I know what you're...
Right.
I know how you're totally right for bringing this up.
What I'm saying, when it plays out, I feel like it usually plays out as it has to do with sex and timing. And that's how it plays out, like, in reality, when you say those things of, like, I don't want to come back to your apartment. I'm busy tonight. Right. Or it's like... And it's not directly about sex, but it's peripherally definitely there.
Here's the mantra I would encourage people to use then. Just because I have doesn't mean I will.
Okay.
So just because I have taken a shot from you at a bar when you were screaming at me from across the way doesn't mean I will go on that next date where I'm screaming at you from a bar across the way having a shot.
Okay.
So, you know, just because I have, you know, went back with you on the first night doesn't mean I will go with you on the second night.
Right.
You know, just because I have had wings with you doesn't mean I will have wings on every date. Okay. You know, like, I think that mantra is helpful as far as like understanding that like standards can change.
Right.
You know,
you want different things at different times.
Absolutely. And from people at different phases of the relationship.
Right.
Like, and, you know, guys are given this beautiful gift of women believing they have no emotional intelligence. Because they think we're stupider than we are.
Right.
So then they go, well, he must be busy. He must not know. Does he know I want to go on a date? Yeah, he fucking knows. Like, does he know I don't want to eat wings every Saturday? Yes, he knows.
Right. So it's just, I guess, making it. I mean, it's funny. It's like everything's just like a little bit of a negotiation.
Absolutely.
And what is where, how high are they willing to go? How low are you willing to go?
Right. Right. And so that's why I don't like this explanation of like the girl more. No.
Right. I also think loves, use the term loves, right? And right. I think once you are in the phase of love.
Yeah.
That shit doesn't really matter.
No. That game's over.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
Because that game, that makes the whole thing into a game. Like, who loves who more?
Right.
Who and honestly, like, in a long-term relationship, that fluctuates. I actually, I'm not going to say, like, it doesn't mean it. Like, there's never right. one person. It's never uneven. I think there are, and that's been the most interesting thing, I think, about being in a long-term relationship is there are times when I'm more into him and he's like a little more distracted. And there's times when he's more into me and I'm a little bit more distracted. And that's almost like kind of nice, but it's not like, oh, someone's winning.
Well, this goes back to the whole idea that I was talking about of retribution. It's okay to be annoyed.
Yeah.
You know, like you look at Mike, sometimes you go, hey, I'm here. I'm giving you loving, you know? And he goes, oh, and he comes back to
right.
you.
I need more attention.
Right. I need more attention. Right, where the fuck have you been?
Right.
That's a real relationship. You can kind of imitate that in the beginning stages.
Right.
You know, where you go, no, I'm not going to your fucking
yeah, act as if you've been dating forever and you have no tolerance for their bullshit.
Right. I don't know. I've had that in my own life where I'm like, I've got to achieve this, you know, so.
For the other person?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's hot.
Yeah. You know? I don't think it's not love. I think the person, this person's using the word loves and I don't, and plus of all, what the fuck does that even mean?
Nothing.
Right?
I don't fucking know.
Is there times you give more than you get? Yes.
Right. And listen, we're all at the negotiation table going, I'm going to lose out a little there.
Right. But
you
I
know?
Mean,
like it's not, but not everything.
It's funny because I think I've heard this statement in the context of, well, men are more prone to cheating or men have a harder time with monogamy. So you have a better odd if they're more
so
into you
up.
Than you're into them. But it's funny because like they say those things and then we literally have in this very conversation talked about two scenarios where that's probably like where the woman is kind of objectively, let's say like hotter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about like who better is a very subjective word, but it's kind of like, does that really matter? No, I don't think a guy, you're going to be so above a guy's league that there's no way he's going to cheat on you. That might be why he might cheat on you.
Right.
Because of his insecurity, because of that and some other scenarios.
I just don't think a lot of men
cheat on someone they can walk all over.
That they can?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't think a lot of guys know that they can't walk all over.
Okay.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, I think there's a boredom of sense, of sorts of like, I can get away with anything.
So let's see what else I can get away with?
No, but there's heat to, hey, I got a standard here, to me. I think that, and I'm not trying to like say play games.
Gotta be a ball buster.
Right. Right. But like, hey, you know, fuck no, I'm not going home with you. You haven't even taken me out. Or fuck no, I'm not going on the wing date. We did that last time. Yeah.
And I think that doesn't have anything to do with like any of that other stuff we were just talking about, like looks or whatever. It's just having your own, right, being independent, having your own opinion.
I think it adds heat to the soul. You know, it's not about looks.
Right.
It's about, oh, this is, I want to make this person happy. I want this person to be like into me.
Yeah.
So I know I know what goes into that.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Not that if you're easygoing, you're going to get cheated on. That wasn't
the application. No. You can be saying there's certain things you have some demands.
Right.
That's okay.
That's fair. Okay. Thoughts on the Hinge rose. What's the best way to use it?
So the Hinge rose is like you get one a day and it's to let someone know I choose you.
They're trying to
stand out.
Replicate the Bachelor.
Right.
Right.
I presented this rose to you.
Do you get a lot of roses?
I do receive roses. I'm here every now and again.
Every now and then, not like an everyday thing.
No, I don't give out the rose.
You just get, I don't send them. I just get them.
That's right.
Right.
Betches. I wrote down, the Hinge rose doesn't beat my penis. And again, and I don't mean to like make this so icky, but like if I get the rose, you're giving us the rose.
What does it affect you at all? Does it make you double take the profile?
It may, when I, because what happens is you get the rose and you all this, and it's a different type of artwork. It goes, all of a sudden a rose pops up and it like takes a second for the face to show you. So you're like, come on. What do we got here? No whammies. You know, and sometimes you see and you go, just not my type. You know, and
is it sometimes or is it like almost all the time?
Most of the time I don't want to besmirch the people that have sent me the rose.
Sure.
My point is when I see it, I go, okay, this is higher stakes for them.
Right.
So I'm going to take this a little bit more seriously than just like I wouldn't accept the rose from someone I wasn't like, whoa, totally my type. Look at these prompts. Like,
and has that ever happened?
No.
Okay.
It is, right. It ups the stakes for me knowing, feeling like, not knowing, but feeling like this is a more important like for them. So I want to take, so I take it more seriously, I guess. It's not as frivolous of a acceptance when I get the rose.
Right. So you're almost more likely to say no.
Right.
Than you would, but just a good thing.
It's a good thing.
I guess.
Well, especially if you're looking for a serious relationship, you go, you know, I'm not willing to go, let's see how the banter is. Because now you're in this like kind of power position a little bit.
Where they've like singled you out.
Right.
And made it, taken it. It's almost like they've met you at a bar now.
A little bit. Right. Yeah. Right. And they're going, what do you, hey.
Yeah.
Would you like, you know they want to go out. And maybe they don't, but you know, in my mind, and I'm not saying this is true, but this is my mind. You're like, oh, they want to go out. They're ready.
Yeah.
And you go, if I'm not 100% like, oh, totally down from minute one. And again, this is the problems with the apps is you're.
And why haven't you sent a rose?
I guess for the same reason that I have, maybe I've sent one, but I don't remember. But maybe for the same reasons I'm saying here where I'm like, I don't want
the person to think I'm more invested than I am because I don't know enough yet.
Right. And it almost puts me in a position of like, you know, I guess this is my fucked up, or maybe everyone's fucked up this way where I go, I feel like it could be held against me. Why'd you send me the rose?
Right.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
I can imagine that.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So I
just wanted to make you feel special.
Right.
I tried
to trick you into not going out with me. Like, you
that's
know?
Why to me, I almost don't think that the rose is like such a great tool.
Probably not.
Yeah. I think it like ups the stakes when you don't really know the person. And also like I would imagine it's given as a way to sort of like obtain someone who you think might not match with you, which
right.
almost makes it Like, should you be trying to manipulate that person into matching it? Especially for women, I think, because again, you won't, maybe not won't use it like that because you're trying to date intentionally. But if you were a guy who was just looking to hook up, you'd be like, well, she is definitely down for that.
Right. And no, it could be used against you.
Yeah.
You're right. And I guess from the guy side, it could be used to be like, I'm one of the ones that are for real. So I feel like from the guy side to, sent to a woman, it's sent for a different reason.
Right.
Because then a woman would send it to a guy. Like a guy would assume everyone's here to hook up but me.
Yeah.
I'm sending a rose to show you that I'm taking this seriously, because that's how I would feel. If I'm sending a rose, I am taking this person seriously before I've even talked to them.
That's why I think it's just like an unnecessary tool.
Right.
Generally, I feel like I wouldn't be sending them.
It gets in the way of something that already has so many mixed messages.
Yeah. It's like let's just even the playing field and not send those out.
I agree. Let's do one more. We're going to do five.
We're going to split this up. And then we're going to do the other five next Wednesday. But here, let's do the last one for today.
I am a disgusting. So for those maybe new to the show, we have described ourselves as disgustings.
Which basically means, at a minimum, it means you're the messier person in whatever relationship you're in.
Right.
And you have some gross habits.
Right. And we've said in past episodes that a disgusting can't, two disgustings cannot make a relationship.
Because then their house is just a complete rundown mess.
It's garbage gardens. Style. Yes. So this person's saying that they're disgusting. My live-in boyfriend is not. How can I stop pissing him off?
If you find out, tell me. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, how you an admitted disgusting? How do you?
You get a cleaning lady. That helps.
Right. Throw money at it.
Throw money. It's a good. I mean, it's kind of like, here's my thought. It's like you can try to change a habit as much as you can. Like, and I think that that's a fair thing, especially when you're living with someone. Like, try to do the things, especially because there's certain parts that don't bother people that much. And there's certain parts that like really do. And I mean, I call myself a disgusting. But I do have some neater habits than Mike too.
Sure.
I'm the bed must be made every morning.
Okay.
So if I'm not making it, he's making it.
They say that's what makes you a founder.
That's what they say. There you go. So I think it's like picking the things that annoy you the most, making sure that the other person knows that those particular, with Mike, it's that I leave my hairbrush in the kitchen.
Okay.
He finds that very disgusting.
Sure.
Which, fine. So that's something, that's the one thing in particular, even though I'm kind of messy everywhere else, I'll try to keep an eye on not doing that. If the person is truly a neat freak, this needs a professional. It's worth the investment.
Well, this is what I kind of wrote down. We're on the same wavelength. Mm-hmm. The problem with calling yourself a disgusting is that it's so vague, again, going back to these vague terms that almost make it so we don't fix them. So when you use these vague terms, you go, oh, I'm just a disgusting. I guess I'll never get it all together.
Right.
It's like zone in as an admitted disgusting, I don't even know what the things I'm disgusting about until I'm living with someone. They go, that's fucking disgusting.
Right.
So there was like, lived with a woman, it was spitting on the mirror.
You spit on the mirror?
I don't go up to the mirror and be like, you whore. Like
brushing your
teeth. I don't do that, but brushing your teeth, I was brushing so close to the mirror that it was getting spraying.
Why are you so close to the mirror?
It's probably body confidence shit where I'm leaning over so I don't have to look at my fat body in the morning. Like, it's probably that.
Sorry.
So but I'm saying, like, that's probably what it is. So I was like, this is the one. So I was like, I'll take the one thing, because let's zone in on one thing.
Sure.
There's one thing that annoys your partner. Mm. So my advice to this person, and we talked about it, takes what, 14 days to make a habit? Or
40.
40 days to make a habit, which is hard.
Yeah.
So zone in on the one thing and concentrate on that while also paying a housekeeper.
Yes.
Pay a housekeeper, throw money at it, you will be happier for it. It'll allow, I remember one time.
Well, they also say like the things to spend money on that actually like increase your happiness the most are the things that save you time.
Right.
So that's another argument for that.
I remember one time I was living with a significant other and they went away and then came back. And like, they went away and I turned into like a pig just rolling around in mud. Like, There's no care in the world.
As if you were an unsupervised teen, okay.
I didn't even realize it.
Sure.
Like, to the point where I was like, and they came back like, what the fuck is right. what happening? You know how disrespectful it is? And I go, you are right. I came out. I was like, and what? You know, I should have gotten a housekeeper. Like, I should have known my own
right. yeah, you
disgustingness
yeah.
and gotten ahead of it. So this person, maybe you just say, hey, once a week, I got it.
Yeah.
And also zone in on one thing. Because at least
especially
when you zone in.
Right. If there's one annoying thing that kind of bothers them the most.
Now you're trying.
Yeah.
At least you're making the attempt. And that makes them feel good that you're like trying for them.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm speaking as a disgusting who has messed up in the disgusting
same.
Realm.
I can see the coming home from a trip, because when you're coming home, you're like, I just want to get back into like my nice clean bed and all my stuff. Yeah. And then
And honestly, like, whenever I fuck up, there's always that, yeah, you are completely right. I would want this.
That helps.
And I just didn't think about it. You know?
That helps. But yeah, we do that. We try to clean up before the other person. Because sometimes when the other person's gone, you're like, oh, I'm free to leave
right.
the hairbrush everywhere. It's going to take a little tour of the apartment.
Just imagine you throwing hairbrushes everywhere. Ah.
And then half an hour before he comes back, I'm like, okay, I need to. Dad's coming home.
Right. Got, right. That is, yeah. So I think that'll help the yes. relationship.
Beware of the other person going on trips and coming back, because you don't notice that the frog is, it's the thing with the frog and the boiling water. If it's a little bit at a time, they
right.
might not notice it if they're in it. But then if they leave and they come back, it's very obvious.
Right.
How big of a mess you are.
Yeah. So there's some help for the fellow disgustings out there. We solved dating again.
We did it. This was so fun. We'll be back with 5 more questions. You guys have great questions. Next week.
Boom.
Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com.
Thank you to our sponsor, Netflix. Bridgerton is back. And dearest gentle readers, you will not want to miss this chapter. Longtime friends Colin Bridgerton and Penelope Featherington find themselves in quite the precarious situation. The wallflower is ready to bloom, but she needs Colin's help to find a marriage match. Will these friends defy expectations to find true love? And will Penelope's secret identity as Lady Whistledown destroy any chance she may have at love? You shall have to watch and see. Watch part 1 of Bridgerton, only on Netflix, May 16th.
Betches.